We're back with another new episode of Made in Manitoba with a return visit from country music singer-songwriter Bobby Dove. The Montreal-born performer pays tribute to the golden age of honky tonk while crafting original, emotionally charged songs. Emotions and experiences over the last number of years play a big part in Bobby's new album, Fortune Teller, which came out in April. The majority of the songs were written between 2021 and 2024, with the album recorded about 2 years ago and just released this past spring. It's been 5 years since Bobby last joined us for Made in Manitoba to talk about their previous album, and that will be the starting point for our conversation as we explore the themes and inspiration that make up Fortune Teller. Currently calling rural Manitoba home, we're excited to have Bobby Dove back, and we hope you enjoy their, at times, old-time country-feeling sound. This is Made in Manitoba, and we get started after this.
Am I just a fortune teller, making it up as I go along, telling folks what they want to hear in a lonesome country song? Well, I got some wings to fly and I got some knees to crawl. Have the heart to pick up every time you call. But I don't need much from you, no, I don't need much at all. Like a crow, I'm perched upon the branches so, so tall. And I'm not afraid to soar and I'm not afraid to fall. Angel number, am I just a changing line? You can roll the dice with me, but you can't win every time. Well, I got no poker face, but at least it's really mine. It's not always nice and sweet, but at least it's always kind. And I don't leave much to fate, no, I don't leave much behind. Take the path of synchronicity and I listen to each sign. And a wise man once told me hindsight's always blind. Pendulum swinging side to side, or my shooting star dancing past your eyes. A black cat prowling when the blood moon's on the rise. Did I just use up the last of 9 exquisite lives? But I'm not afraid to live and I'm not afraid to die.
It's been about 5 years, if my math serves me correctly, since your last album, Hopeless
Yes.
Romantic. I wanted to start our conversation about the new album, Fortune Teller, with this question of, like, are the songs on Fortune Teller, were they written during that time? Or are these some songs that you've had, you know, prior to Hopeless Romantic that only came to light now?
Most of them were post-Hopeless Romantic. Definitely, like, Hopeless Romantic Recovery period. But honestly, funnily enough, I remember starting the song somewhere in the middle of nowhere before putting out Hopeless Romantic. I mean, after it was recorded, but before putting it out when I was just leaving Montreal and thinking about where, how I was moving from Montreal to rural Manitoba. And I don't mean to Brent, I mean like rural to Oakburn or wherever I was heading at first. That didn't work out. And then I ended up in Oakburn, Manitoba, which I actually have a huge affinity for that town. But I would say that I started writing it there, but then funnily enough, finished writing it just a couple weeks before recording the record years later. So one of those things that stuck in my mind, like there was that hook somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And then it was just like, I didn't do anything with it until it was crunch time. And I was like, oh wait, okay, I have these core songs that I want to record, but then I have all this other unfinished business. And so different things came about in that way. And then I would say the first complete song that I wrote in that period of when I released Hopeless Romantic, I was living in Brandon, and I remember writing Leaving Manitoba, in fact, was the one of the first songs that was completely written for the record. I would say that, yeah, like back in 2021. So I would say between literally 2021 and 2024, that album was written for the most part. It was recorded in June of 2024, so it was recorded 2 years ago.
Wow.
So I've already had huge life changes, etc., since recording that album. Like, I quit smoking, I got top surgery, I'm going through other huge changes in my life right now.
That's interesting how, you know, the album will represent one slice of your life. And now you're already into this new chapter. That's got to be an interesting comparison for you to be looking at.
Absolutely. Yet, I mean, songs can grow with you, and or their meaning can. And I know, like, there are songs I wrote 15 years ago that I still feel connected to. And I would say that the whole thing, like, I guess I for me, a big goal is to write songs that will stand the test of time, you know, and not just be kind of passing phases. But there are, but definitely I agree. Like, I would say that I'm moving quickly through different emotions and like learning experiences. So
would you say that there was maybe a particular set of inspirations for Fortune Teller or themes that you were exploring?
Absolutely, Chris. I would say with Fortune Teller, I was definitely, yeah, I kind of did allude to like this like hopeless romantic hangover. It was like that, honestly, at first for those songs. But there was also a theme of, I would say that there was, it was inspired a lot also by those feelings of the, I don't want to just say life, afterlife type of feelings or intuitions or connections, but there was that aspect of it, this feeling of like clairvoyance or connection with other layers of reality and losing my, I had a cat since my 20s named Salem, who lived to be 21 years old, and parting with him in 2023 was a huge inspiration. I started writing kind of ferociously after that and trying to deal with grief. So there's that aspect of grief and trying to transcend kind of the physical world with the way that a fortune teller would, but also, yeah, so many different inspirations for the album.
And I did want to take some time here just to talk a little bit about the title of the album, Fortune Teller. You know, I think there's a lot of ways that folks could look at that, but how are you seeing that title and what is it representing?
There is that aspect of like, okay, just like clairvoyance and that connection that I'm talking about. But then there's also this other layer of fortune teller, like this kind of idea of a carnival fortune teller that is this, like the way I portrayed it, we did an official music video for the album, and I really had my heart set on being, on playing this mechanical fortune teller in a booth. And that whole carny feeling is like the traveling, the freak show, the is it real, is it not real? And these are all themes that I relate to. I mean, I travel all the time. I might as well be a traveling circus. I'm not trying to say it pejoratively that I'm a freak, but I'm certainly on the outskirts of society as a trans person making country music. And always have felt that way even before coming out as trans. I always felt like, I mean, and I know a lot of artists and a lot of people feel this way. So I think it is relatable no matter who you are, this feeling of being an outsider. I think we all feel that at some point. And I've certainly felt it many times in my life. So those are all themes that come up through the album. And also the carnival aspect of, like, it's also a fun thing. It's not just sad and lonely, and there's a community there and there's a connection there and this kind of timeless, but also it is slightly dated, but we still go to carnivals. We have every, like, we have AI, we have virtual reality, video games, you know, a billion TV things. We still go, like, when their carnival comes to town, you still want to go and buy those little tickets and go on the rides and see the things and eat the popcorn and, you know, squirt the water guns and get your teddy bear. And like, these are such timeless kind of small mercies about being a human being, I guess.
I'll be somewhere. Fighting for you.
was the song Somewhere in the Middle of Nowhere from Bobby Dove, who is back on Made in Manitoba for the first time in about 5 years. Their latest album, Fortune Teller, is out now, and we're catching up with Bobby on how it came together. After the break, we'll get into the stories behind several of the songs on the album, including the one we just heard, as well as two more, Leaving Manitoba, and another titled Salem, which Bobby wrote after the passing of a beloved pet. This is Made in Manitoba with Bobby Dove and music from the new album Fortune Teller. More to come after this.
I'm leaving Manitoba while I still can. It hurts too much here knowing I'll never be your man. Soon the snow will cover up my path to get back home. With my guitars, this bleeding heart, other things I own. It's not much, but it's a lot. Memories, everything I got. Guess I'd give another shot. It's no much, it's a lot. Through tears I sat there drowning in my car. I felt love 'neath big skies. With everything you are, I never thought that we could go so far. To dress our wounds neat, harvest moons lighting up our scars. It's in your touch, I'm in your thoughts.
It's fairly easy to tell when you listen to any of your music that you have a very distinct sound, particularly from your vocals. And I wanted to ask, what is that just part of who you are in the sense of, have you ever considered doing anything differently? You know, I think people will go back to your last album. They'll hear it on the new album, Fortune Teller. It's there again. Is it just part of who you are? That's how you sing?
Well, no singer like is obsessed with the sound of their own voice. I mean, I certainly listen to it and I'm like, oh, could I have sung that better? Or could someone else be singing these songs better than me? I mean, that's a hard one to. I would say though that besides the negative comparisons and things that like kind of those are like intrusive thoughts, that's my voice and I'm finding it all the time. So I would say hopeless romantic. I certainly was on that same path and that same journey. As far as the way it was treated in post-production, I am a big part of that. So wanting reverb or, trying to get it to a point where I feel like it sounds most like itself, but also mo I'm also looking for almost like a mixture of an int kind of like an intimate stage sound, what I would say is what I'm going for. And but then at also at times as well looking for more of a studio old time kind of crooner sound. I want people to feel the feelings in the voice. I think that's the most important thing rather than it being smooth and perfect.
Well, I did want to touch on a couple of songs on the album. One you actually already mentioned was Leaving Manitoba. And I wanted to get you to talk just a little bit about that song and the story behind it.
I moved from Montreal to Manitoba on a kind of a hope and a prayer, and also felt fairly dislocated when I got here. I wrote that song when I was realizing that like a specific relationship was not going to go the way I'd originally wanted for it to go. And I think that's a very universal human experience. And just dealing with that grief while also celebrating the beauty of, I would say, the that very innate desire to love and be loved. I don't know if celebrating is the right word, but reminiscing or just going through memories and feelings. So that's what I say, what I would say is the story of the song. Some folks have commented on that song going, oh, but like they're still in Manitoba, like so I thought you were leaving, or are you leaving, or don't leave us? And it's like, okay, well, I wrote that song in 2021 and I'm still living here. So it's not like exactly literal. I would say like Manitoba would be kind of almost like a stand-in for talking about leaving an ideal or an idyllic vision behind, you know?
I get that. The other song, it's funny, you actually also brought out Somewhere in the Middle of Nowhere because I also wanted to touch on that song as well. So maybe just give us a little more insight into it.
Well, starting to write it as I was packing up my house and my apartment and my life, my cat leaving to move to Manitoba, I started having that hook that came into my brain and wormed its way in there. I would say that that's sort of on the same theme though, slightly less, I would say the feel like the emotional impact of that song is slightly less profound, and it's more like almost like a stylistic approach to writing, kind of the same idea of like, okay, I'm going to the middle of nowhere and now I'm here and now what? And now I'm crying and weeping and calling for someone. So, God, this is so depressing.
But it's
But
what's
yeah.
on the album, right? Like,
But
these are the
there you
stories you're
go.
telling, so.
I know, but singing about it is one thing and talking about it's like you realize, like, oh God, they're both dealing with the same experience but in different ways. And Somewhere in the Middle of Nowhere is actually one of those songs where like I have fun with it on stage where sometimes I will actually do this audience participation thing where I'll get people to do a callback on that song. So the way that it is recorded, there's a callback at certain parts of the song. So I'll get people to kind of call back somewhere and call back nowhere. And that kind of, as much as in the past, I've been almost like, I would say even allergic to crowd participation. Like it's almost like too corny or too. Now suddenly I'm really leaning into it, and it gets people kind of like, okay, it's time for you to sing. And Asking folks for harmony, you know, telling them to call me maestro. Like there's the Seinfeld episode anyway, where he's like wants this Elaine's dating a composer and he wants to be called maestro. And so like, yeah, I'll just be like, just call me maestro and get people to sing on it. So that one's a little bit more upbeat and fun, whereas Leaving Manitoba would be a little bit more get your Kleenex out.
And because you brought this song up, and I actually was intrigued by the title Salem on the album listing, you know, you brought it up. Obviously, it's about your cat Salem. What was it difficult to write that song? And to give you a little context, I have a little Bichon. His name is Charlie. He's 15 years old. So I very much understand the connection and relationship that we develop with our four-legged friends. So
Absolutely.
I was just thinking to myself as you were sharing about it, how difficult it would be for me to write a song about Charlie after his passing. So I'm intrigued to know how it was for you.
Well, it helped me move through the emotions because it was just so hard. Those feelings and that experience was so hard and challenging and painful that I went looking for mythology and cosmic connection, and that's where that song came from. So the song was as much as I'm leaning into the kind of the pain and the grief in that song, I would say that the experience of writing it was like transcendental or healing in some way. Brought me to a place where, and also paying tribute to those we love, there is nothing like that. There's no feeling like that. It's the least we can do, but it's also sometimes the most we can do after someone has passed, is pay tribute to them, honor them. And it doesn't have to be through song or through, it can be with whatever means of creativity or expression that we know or feel comfortable how, but that was a way for me to go there. And we can't just, I mean, well, we can try to sort of like drink away grief or distract ourselves, and all distractions are great too. Don't get me wrong. Like you need to be distracted sometimes. You can't always be in the eye of the storm of your, deepest emotions. But I would say, like, at some point, you have to move through feelings, and that's my way.
Bobby, just in broad strokes, what are you hoping listeners of Fortune Teller are going to take away from the album?
I hope that it brings them some relief from life. I hope that it brings them like this feeling of connection and like that mixture of deeper emotions, but also having fun with the songs. I hope that it just helps them have a good time and feel their feelings, and that they connect with the songs. That's the most I think anyone can hope for.
Between the rain.
Wrapping up tonight's Made in Manitoba with country music singer-songwriter Bobby Dove, that was the song Salem from the new album Fortune Teller, which is out now. After a five-year break since their last visit, we want to say thank you to Bobby for joining us tonight to talk about the new project. Bobby Dove, hitting the road later this month with a performance at the Toronto Folk Festival, the Long Road Festival in England, and Americana Fest in Nashville. You can find the latest dates at bobbydove.com. And until next week at the same time, you can listen to this and past episodes of Made in Manitoba online at podcastville.ca. I'm Chris Sumner. Good night.